Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a very, very, very important story for children and for parents. You might think it's only for parents when you hear the story, but the truth is it's for children also, because children may need to tell the story to their parents, and they may think about this story for when they become parents. And the story is very simple. It goes like this. There was once a chassid who came to his Rebbe, and he said to his Rebbe, "I'm not so happy about the son-in-law that I have. I have a daughter, she's a wonderful girl, and somehow she's getting married, or she already is married, to a fellow who I don't think his Judaism is in such great shape. But what can I do?" And he put up his hands up. "What can I do?" The Rebbe said, "No, absolutely cannot just give up. No, you must bring close your son-in-law. You must work very hard to have a very good relationship with him. And you must try to influence him to have better friends, friends that are going to encourage him to get more involved in Torah and mitzvahs. And in this way, little by little, not directly trying to tell your son-in-law what to do, but by getting him more involved with people who are going to be his friends and going to help him and influence him in Torah and mitzvahs, and you could have an effect on him." And this is true not only with our son-in-law, but for all our children, all our grandchildren, that it's important that Ebba said to spend a half hour a day thinking about what you can do to help and strengthen the education of your children. And in fact, the Rebbe said that it is just as important as the mitzvah of tefillin. Just like every single day a man has to put on tefillin, so too, every single day, a Jewish person has to think about the education, the chinuch, the Torah education of his children. And not only just think about it, but why is it compared to the mitzvah of tefillin? Because when you put on a tefillin, we don't just put them on. We have to subjugate our mind and our heart to Hashem. That's part of the mitzvah of tefillin. The person doesn't know what they're doing and they put on tefillin. That's not the complete mitzvah. The mitzvah is to put them on and to subjugate, to put your mind and heart into serving Hashem. And the same thing is, we cannot just think nicely about some nice thoughts of our education of our children, but no, we have to really put our mind and our heart into it completely. And this is what will bring our children more strongly into Torah mitzvahs, and they will go in the way that we want them to go. They will go in the way that we want them to. But that's only if we put a lot of effort in, and we put our mind and heart into it, and we spend a good chunk of time every day thinking about how to do so, and then to, of course, carry it out and to do so. And this way, we will really fulfill Vichinantam Levanecha. You shall teach your children. And this will give great nachas, great pleasure and pride to the parents. And the children will grow up not only going on the way of Torah mitzvahs as we teach them, but also that they will understand how to influence their children when they will be blessed, God willing, with children someday also. And this is the key to how the Jewish people these days keep Torah mitzvahs after all these thousands of years, because parents have put themselves into and dedicated themselves to educating their children according to Torah, and this is how it has to be done. And this way, even though in our times we have so many distractions, all these electronic things, computers and phones and all this, but nevertheless, we can be strong and influence our children to stay on the path of Torah mitzvahs if we dedicate ourselves as parents to putting time and effort and our heart and our mind totally dedicated to this purpose, to educate our children in Torah mitzvahs in a strong way so that they will also go in that way of Torah mitzvahs. And in general, this is what we are trying to do to help all the Jewish people in the world, not only our own children, but also to reach out to others. Every single Jewish person, not only to educate their children properly, which of course is number one, but also to reach out to educate others. If we know Aleph, we can teach Aleph. If we know Beis, we can teach Beis. And this way, Hashem will certainly bless us and our children and our grandchildren, our families, and all the Jewish people, including to bless our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, and to quickly bring home all of the hostages, and to quickly have a complete and utter victory over enemies, that they shouldn't harm us anymore. And on the contrary, they should eventually, hopefully sooner than later, be turned to serving Hashem also, and to supporting the Jewish people in our efforts to make the world a dwelling place for Hashem. Thank you so much for listening and for joining Jewish Stories and More.